Hi, this is season 2, episode 2 of the podcast, The Four Boys Club. I'm Shaurya. Taz Luhrmann made a reference to friendship in his sunscreen speech. Friends come and go, but a precious few you should hold on, he said. Notwithstanding the context he said it in, but friends do come and go. The tide comes and washes the land away, changing the landscape of how it all once looked. From being friends long ago, Mompy and Bandim were now, well, people who would not much care for one another. Not to say that should either of them be drowning, the other would not do whatever they could to save them. There was no argument, or a fight, or a skirmish that marked the rupture in their friendship. It just happened. And it grew to a point where, when they returned to the neighborhood during their respective breaks from work, it developed into awkwardness. You know, trying to avoid a conversation, trying to avoid each other. Come to think of it, this kind of parting is as natural as, well, as the sun's trajectory from east to west, isn't it? Episode 2, The Revisit. Mompy, Bandim called. He was walking by Mompy's building, on his way to the market. A little alley cut from the row of houses on this side of the colony, leading out of the neighborhood, passing through a couple of blocks, and finally opening into the market. Bandim heard what he thought was Mompy's familiar voice. Except, in the time since he had last seen his friend, the voice had developed a note of what he would have described was slushiness to it. Craning his neck to the source of the sound, he saw Mompy, standing on his first floor balcony. Speaking to someone over the phone, Mompy, who had put on a few kilos since Bandim last saw him 5 years previously, perhaps did not listen to Bandim's call. Mompy was gesturing excitedly, a cigarette stuck between two fingers in his hand. This habit of Mompy's, which only his father knew about until he turned 18, was now common knowledge. Even though his mother disliked it, Mompy could now smoke freely. Maybe Bandim should have called out again, but he did not. A voice in him, the strange, unbased reluctance, stopped him. He knew neither the source nor the cause of the reluctance. And that evening, as he pondered back, he persuaded himself that not calling out again was for the better. The two had not spoken to each other for a long time, barring some arbitrary comments on each other's posts on Facebook. And so, he continued walking. As he passed the house, someone moving in the backyard caught his attention. He turned, saw the cool dad, whose hair were grayer and waist had gained a few more inches, and then his eyes fell on the treehouse. It had not been taken down, and Bandim wondered if Mompy still hung out there. With Anpag and Shanky, perhaps. A stab of grief, stemming from the possibility that he had been cut away from the group, pierced him. Memories of years gone past rushed in his mind in a strong current. All the time the four of them spent in that treehouse, shooting the shit, reading comics, smoking secretly. And that incident with the not-so-dead man. And Midhali. He let his mind dwell on her. Despite that stab of grief he had felt not a few seconds ago, he did not know if he felt guilty not keeping in touch with his childhood friends. Even if he did, he must have dismissed the thought outright. But standing outside Mompy's house watching that treehouse, he did wonder why he had never initiated contact with Midhali in the last 5 years. For that, he did feel guilty. He made a mental note that he would message her on Facebook later. But throughout his 10-day break, he would not. As he reached the turn to enter the alley that further up led to the market, Mompy, who indeed was on the phone and speaking to Midhali and had not heard Bandim when the latter had called, saw Bandim. Even his, Mompy's, first instinct was to call out to Bandim. But he did not. Maybe it was the same hesitation that had afflicted Bandham, of how too much time had passed and now there was little room for them in each other's lives, or maybe it was something else entirely. Either way, Mompy did not think too much into it. He had had an exhausting year at work, and he did not want to be made to feel awkward while he was home. Even though he had moved to the south of the country for college and had been there ever since, the city was always going to be his first and maybe the only home. He did think to mention to Mithali, who still lived in the same house in the same colony, that he just saw Bandham. But that too, he did not. Incidentally, Mompy and Mithali would get married in the next couple of years. She would move in with him. The two would miss the city dearly, would even think in the next 10 years to return to the city for good, but for reasons they could not understand themselves, they kept putting it off forever. Bandham and Mompy would see each other maybe once more in that week the two were back home. Mompy, having had his fill of a work break, had to reluctantly head back to what he called his second home. He was hungover from the frolic of the last week. And never had he felt so strongly about wanting to write to his boss that he was quitting than he did on the day of his departure. And no matter that the last of his security clearance would be withheld if he did not serve his notice. In that moment, money became but a minute consideration in the grand scheme of things. The cool dad and Mithali drove him to the airport. Waving him goodbye at the terminal, Mithali shed a tear. Over the last few days, she had started feeling increasingly insecure about her relationship with Mompy. Just like Bandham's reluctance at calling out to Mompy, Mithali's insecurity had neither a source nor a cause. Or perhaps she was willfully ignoring it. She did not tell Mompy about these feelings for reasons she would never want to think about. Bandham was to leave a couple of days after Mompy's departure. Standing on his balcony, Bandham saw Mompy bidding goodbye to his family. He, his father, and his girlfriend then sat in the car. The cool dad on the driver's seat, Mompy next to him on the passenger seat, and Mithali at the back. Even with three houses separating his and Mompy's, Bandham could see moistness in Mithali's eyes. He felt a tug of what he thought was sorrow for Mithali, but in actuality was longing. A longing to be, both physically and emotionally, where Mompy was. A thought, disgusting and appalling, invaded his mind. The fact that he allowed it to enter his consciousness was despicable in itself, but it was here. And there was little he could do about it. "Why don't you make a move on Mithali now?" A little voice at the back of his mind spoke up. He was obviously shocked at that thought, even more so that it was he himself and not an outsider who had suggested it. He wasn't alien to his own affection for Mithali. Even after 5 years since he had last seen her, discounting pictures of her and Mompy on Facebook, he still had feelings for her. Later that day, he would find himself controlling the urge. Because urge is exactly what it was, to visit her house. Catch up, like old times. Reforge the friendship that time had buried, almost decomposed, under its weight. But was that really what he wanted? Was that just what he wanted? That same voice crept up in his consciousness again, startling him with its re-arrival. "Stop going around in circles. You want to be with her, and not just as a friend." And when Bandham did not thwart that voice, possibly because he secretly wanted it to keep going, he liked what it was saying, it continued. "You envy Mompy. That's the by and by of it. Always have. And you know what? Unless you move over her, which I don't think you will, considering moving on has never come naturally to you, you never will. You'll pine over her. And that will affect any and all relationships you..." Bandham knew where this voice was going. He did not need to hear the end of it to know that. But that voice did prove to be right. Bandham never really got over Mithali. Or what could have been had he what? He could not answer that question. Did not have anything to answer that question with. And so, when he was invited to Mompy's wedding a couple of years later, Bandham chose not to go. Mompy wasn't too keen on inviting Bandham. Had even told Mithali he would not. Midali, the more level-headed and rational in the couple, urged Mompi to. It's tough to say whether Bandhim's absenteeism went unnoticed or even undiscovered.